Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, this is an interesting segment, Michael. We're talking modern women, daughters and lovers, 1850 to 1918. Angela Goddard's on the line, the Queensland Art Gallery.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Angela, this is an extraordinary exhibition because it's actually direct from the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. Now, they, I know, don't lend too much.
No. It's a very special opportunity that we've been given to host a quite a large exhibition, about 97 works of drawings, actually, from the Musée d'Orsay's collection.
And tell us some of the artists that that you're going to be showing.
There's Degas, Manet, Toulouse-Lautrec, Rodin, Renoir, but also some of the lesser-known artists and really interestingly, some of the women artists of that period.
The interesting thing with that, though, and with regard to the women's artists, they really didn't make much of a noise in and around that time, did they?
Well, that's right. The women artists of that period were only really started to be kind of focused on by historians and, you know, even audiences. Only from about the 1980s onwards, we really have kind of the legacy of feminism to thank for us, you know, coming into contact with these artists and recognizing their talents and their immense importance in terms of that history.
Now, the Queensland Art Gallery has had some extraordinary shows since its, you know, rebuild. Hasn't it, over the last couple of years?
Oh, we have. We've had really fantastic shows. I suppose that would begin with the Andy Warhol exhibition, which was on, I think that was around 2006, 2007. And then the Picasso's personal collection, that was a real highlight. More recently, we've had the Surrealism exhibition. And actually, at the moment, we've got a wonderful show of works by Henri Matisse.
Now, this show is actually on until the end of June. What sort of numbers are you expecting to get through?
We're expecting it to be very popular. The great thing about the show is that it's not just a simple kind of greatest hits kind of exhibition. It explores the medium of drawing specifically, but the most interesting thing about it is that it's actually all depictions of women.
And how has it changed in that time? Like, you know, when you look at the 1850s, what did they portray women like and how did they change when they got up to 1918?
It's really interesting. I mean, it charts this amazing shift which is related to modernity. So women before that period are kind of, they're idealized. They are goddesses and, you know, biblical figures.
They're like pious. They're very, like, untouchable?
Absolutely. Yes, that's right. And then very quickly, these artists who we know so well, you know, the impressionists and the kind of circles around them, start to depict real women.
Do you have a favorite in amongst that show?
I do. I think that the works of the women artists are really fascinating in terms of the theme of the exhibition. And one of my favourite works is a beautiful, delicate drawing by Berthe Morisot, who actually married the brother of Manet. And this is a very quick drawing of a woman looking at herself in a mirror. And I just look at that work and think, imagine what she's thinking and the kind of the amazing change and things that are happening around her.
How long does it take you, you know, to sort of convince a museum like Musée d'Orsay to release such a exhibition to you? You know, how many years does it take in the planning?
It takes a lot of contacts, and I suppose the most important thing about it is a reassurance to them that we adhere to, you know, international museum standards, that coming to the Queensland Art Gallery is just as safe as going to any of the major art museums throughout the world, and we've been quite successful in that.
I'm heading there in May, so this is a must-see for me.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Good stuff.
Thanks very much, Angela.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.